Before tonight's Albie Sheraton girls softball game, here on our profile feature, we have Sydney Weldon as our guest. Sydney, the center fielder for the Albie Lady D's. And as we started our coverage of the 2013 season the other night, Sid had a great ball game. She had a home run, and I believe you had a double in that game, too. I think you had three hits.
Yeah, I had a double and a single.
So you're off to a good start, and you've been having a good season so far, and you're only a junior. You're part of a very young Albie Lady D team, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really young. We only have three seniors this year and two juniors.
And you are one of the juniors. What kind of responsibility does that put on you, Sydney? I know when you're a center fielder, you're kind of the main cog in the outfield, too. But when you're one of the older players on the team, even though you're a junior, that puts some more leadership responsibilities on you, too.
Well, I have no problem with being a leader. I really hope that the girls, like the younger girls, look up to me and feel like they can look to me to learn what to do.
Now, you take the game pretty seriously. I know I've talked to some people. I know Bill Saylor and I have watched you play, and we're very impressed with your work ethic. You don't get any cheap cuts up there. You're really up there, and you get some good swings. And I know you've got a great arm in center field. You've got some very good skills. Do you work on the game quite a bit?
Every day at practice, I decide to put in 100% because if I'm taking it easy on myself, then I know in a game I will take it easy also.
When did you first get interested in softball? Have you played it since you were a little girl?
I've played since I was young. I really decided, like, my eighth grade year when I started that it was a major interest of mine.
Do you play any other sports in Albion?
I play volleyball.
What's your favorite?
Softball, definitely.
It kind of shows, but you're a good volleyball player, too. Now, Albion is off to kind of a slow start, but you're showing some good signs. The other day, you lost a tough game to Centerville, but then you bounced back the next day, defeated Central Lee, lost a close game to Mount Pleasant, was 4-1, and actually it was closer than that most of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were in a 1-1 until the last inning, and I know we've gotten off to a slow start, but that tends to start every season with us, and we're just hoping that we can get our jump start going and the decisions start to fall our way.
But that's typical of a young team, too, because you're going to get some inconsistencies. I know I've seen this over the years in my coaching and certainly my broadcasting. But the good thing is attitude's everything with a young team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We have to have a good attitude, and sometimes we have problems with that, but eventually we'll get it figured out.
Now, Coach Chance, of course, I think, knowing him, and he went to Albie High School too, he works quite a bit on your attitude with all the kids, try to keep you up when you lose a tough game like the Centerville game. It's more than just positioning and what you need to do, nuts and bolts of playing. A lot of it's just keeping you up and keeping you focused, all of you, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. If we're down on ourselves or if we're down on our team, Coach Chance is the first one to bring it up and fix it.
And that's really good. Now, you have some long-term goals, I understand, with your softball. You have another year after this year, and of course, you want to continue to play very well this year. By the way, I believe you're the leading hitter on the team right now.
I was blessed with a really good start to this season, which is always a good thing.
I think you're hitting well over 300, aren't you?
I think I'm around 500 or 520.
Yeah, that's well over 300.
Yeah.
And, of course, was that your first home run of the season the other night?
That was my first home run of, like, actual season, high school season, but I had two in fall ball this year.
Well, that's pretty exciting, then.
Yeah.
First of many, I'm sure. You want to continue to play, and certainly you'll be back next year, and you've got this season in front of you. But as I understand it, you want to go ahead and play a little bit when you are done from high school.
Oh, I'm definitely looking to play in college. I just don't see myself giving up on a sport after high school. I just can't do it.
Do you have any early favorites, even though you're just finishing your junior year?
Right now, I'm looking at a couple community colleges, but I would hope to get something a little bit bigger than that.
And those are certainly good, too, though. You still want to play center field?
Yeah, I definitely want to be in the outfield, if not center.
You made a great throw to the plate the other night in the game we covered, and I believe you threw the girl out at the plate.
I threw one girl out. I had to throw home three times, and I guess 1-3 is pretty good odds, but I'd rather have all three.
You don't get too many assists, let me tell you, even at the major league level. There's not a lot of times. If you get one out of three that you're going after at the plate, that's a very high percentage, so that was very good. Emma Dineen does a good job, too, on the other end of that, the Albia catcher. But you've got a very strong arm out there. Now, who are your parents?
My parents are Doug and Michelle Weldon.
And, golly, this dates me a little bit. I remember when your dad played Little League baseball many years ago. How can that be when I'm so young? But it's really true, Sydney. And we wish you the best of luck in tonight's game. What are some things you do in school besides softball and volleyball? Any other interest in high school?
I'm not really into a whole lot in my school. Like, I do hang out with my friends a lot and stuff, but I don't have a lot of extracurriculars that I do besides sports.
What's your favorite subject?
Probably math or science.
Good for you. You're a great kid. We're impressed with how you're playing, and we hope you have a terrific season. We're going to look forward to covering and following your career, not just this year, but next year as a member of the Albie Lady Ds.
Thank you.
Sydney Weldon, great player for the Albie Lady Ds. She's off to a fabulous start this year, and she's one of the main cogs that will keep them pressing ahead for hopefully a very successful season.